You're listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
July the 11th, 2019, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rallying today more than 200 points, closing above 27,000 for the first time. President Trump has been urging the Fed to cut rates for several months. Now it's clear the Fed's prepared to deliver that cut and maybe more by year's end. 27,000 for the Dow for the first time. Making America great again. The release of border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. has been cut by 85%. Why? Well, that's since President Trump got Mexico to start doing more on their side, which means not as many are coming into our country. Between July 2nd and 9th, Department of Homeland Security released about 1,500 border crossers and illegal aliens into American communities. That indicated that we're releasing about 188 every day into the country. That's a significant drop, because 4 weeks ago, we were releasing something like 1,200 every day. So we have a congressman, Democrat, Maryland, who knows why some folks are wanting to come to the U.S. and escape Central America. Congressman Jamie Raskin has it summed up. He says they're coming here. Some of them are climate change refugees. Climate change refugees. They want to flee the devastating effects of extreme drought and flooding. Well, I thought we'd been told in this nation that we're destroying the environment, so why do they want to come here? And never mind. And by the way, while he was making that statement, today the House Committee on Science, Space, and Technology held its first meeting on global warming regarding melting glaciers. There might be some value there, but for the most part, it's political. Nearly two dozen members of the UN Human Rights Council are urging China, end your campaign of mass incarceration. They're grabbing up Muslim minorities and others and putting them into these concentration camps. And these are concentration camps, not detention centers, not in China. Several of the countries involved with the UN signed off on the letter urging China to back off and stop that. Not clear at this point whether any Muslim-majority country signed the letter, but the foreign policy statement argues the Trump administration has done more for millions in these camps than any Islamic leader. The resist movement, of course, continues in Washington against Trump and elsewhere. Today, the House panel okayed a dozen subpoenas for Trump associates, including his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and National Enquirer executives. Chairman Jerry Nadler, Democrat in New York, says we will not rest until we obtain all their testimony and documents. The top Republican on the panel, Congressman Collins of Georgia, said this is a subpoena binge, haphazard, premature, another trip down an empty road. Oh, we were speaking a moment ago about protecting the climate and the environment. And as you know, Ocasio-Cortez had suggested, let's get rid of planes. That's part of her Green Deal. Let's have no cows because they fart, create gases, and let's not have planes. The word did not get to Barbara Streisand. Barbara Streisand is very big about global warming, and she preaches it all the time, especially in the reference to the Trump era. But she likes to jet around in her world as well. And she's not going to stop her jet. And she just took a trip, a $10,000 round trip, to go perform at the British summertime concert. And she made a point to say, I'm bringing some guests. You know who else she had on her private jet? Her three little pooches. And she thinks it's just cute, isn't it? I'm flying, ruining the carbon footprint of the world on my jet carrying my pooches. That's the liberal left for you.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer, especially for our children. A national chain of daycare centers had opened a facility in Washington, D.C. But soon, toxic vapors were discovered leaking from the ground. Wellington Environmental responded and put in a vapor seal so the children were no longer in any danger. Now, in another case, a child was playing with a toy in his basement. And like kids will sometimes do, he was putting the toy into his mouth. He got sick enough to be taken to the hospital. And what had happened? Wellington engineers and a chemist found traces of rat poison. So Wellington professionally cleaned up the danger. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
This is Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Louisiana governor saying that his entire state, the entire coast of Louisiana, is at play in this storm. He's talking about Tropical Storm Barry already dumping tons of rain over his state. And now we're looking to see Barry become at least a Cat 1 hurricane Saturday and move ashore. More than 2 million are under some level of advisory as the storm approaches. The governor points out there are three ways Louisiana can flood: storm surge, high rivers, and rain. We're going to have all three. So you want to go on a trip to Australia and maybe make a stop in Hawaii. Wouldn't that be fun? It was not so fun for the Air Canada crew and passengers on board. They were flying from Canada to Australia, and suddenly, severe clear air turbulence. This is the kind of turbulence that hits when you don't see anything. There are no clouds. It just suddenly hits. 35 passengers were injured. Others were okay, but shaken up. That's another reason to keep that seatbelt fastened, even if the seatbelt light is off. The pilot said, "We hit that severe clear air turbulence. 2 hours past Hawaii, they turned around, went back to Hawaii to get medical help for those on board. 269 on board, 35 sustaining at least minor injuries." There's a report out that Ford Motor Company knowingly knew the Focus and Fiesta models had flawed transmissions, but sold them anyway. These cars were put on sale 2010 to 2011, and they were getting reports there are problems with this transmission. At least 1.5 are still on the road, continue to torment their owners in Ford. In fact, I think I've got one. What they're reporting is that sometimes the gear will not engage fully. Sometimes a car will just stop. Sometimes you go into reverse, you get a severe jarring motion. And Ford apparently knew it and did nothing. We'll go see what happens next. The federal chairman, Jerome Powell, says this thing about Facebook and their digital currency, See, Facebook wants to come up with a digital currency called Libra, and they want to use it for basically purchases and things of that nature. The Fed says this raises many serious questions: privacy, money laundering, financial stability. We're going to take a long, hard look at this, and they should. Michelle Obama, of course, isn't really worried about Libra. She's got plenty of money and getting more. She and the president getting a lot of money for speaking and books and their deal with Netflix. She has reportedly rented a $23 million home in the Hollywood Hills this week, known as the Shark House. It's outfitted with open-air aquarium, various types of sharks. And they're going to stay there, going to be around there for a while. Three-story home, 7 bedrooms, 12 bathrooms. Now, you know, there are probably a lot of homeless people in Los Angeles. You think the Obamas would invite them? I'm just asking. And then we hear this story out of South Carolina. They had put more than 20 U.S. flags lining a roadway to a veteran's mausoleum on July 4th to honor those fallen. And somebody in the dead of night came in, took down at least 21 of those American flags, and then burned them right on the lawn in front of the veterans and families area where they are to rest in peace. They're looking at suspecting just vandals. Police are looking at it. You know what I would say? Why aren't you labeling this a hate crime? Why aren't you bringing in the feds, making a hate crime? Because after all, if those flags had been LGBTQ flags or Black Lives Matter flags, I would guarantee you the feds would be all over it and shouting, this could be a hate crime. And I don't see it here. They're just going to say, well, it's just vandalism. Where was, dare I ask this, where was Megan Rapinoe when these flags were burning?
And the king of all subdue. And with a voice like Caleb ringing out, there's no way the band can lose. You can feel it all over. You can feel it all over, people. You can feel it all over.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So here's some of what we have coming up this hour. For one thing, a story, a sad, sad, sad story about CNN, and I will try to tell it to you without breaking down and crying or laughing. And also a routine traffic stop. No, not so routine when I tell you what they found in the suspect's car. That's coming up. Now I'm watching CNN. See, I do a lot of multitasking. They're doing, I told you earlier in the last hour, we talked about Jeffrey Epstein, and they continue to look for how can we tie Trump to him in this case? And they really can't do it. So what they're doing now is they're rehashing his Access Hollywood tape and saying, no, there's new information about it. And they're running clips of that and trying to, and the things Trump said then of that, hey, I'm a star, I can reach over and grab a woman. Those were wrong. They were wrong then, they're wrong now. But it has no bearing on what's happening now other than, we got Jeffrey Epstein doing this. Let's go back and review Trump. And they've got up on the screen at one point, breaking news, and showing a congressman talking against Trump. But if you look closely, it's from 2016. You know, they put it up as 2016, but you know how they do. They flash, breaking news. It's 3 years old. And they let it play out on the air for those who just walk by a TV and say, oh, my God, Trump's in trouble this time. It's the same old thing. He was wrong then in his remarks. He's still wrong now, but it has nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein. But they have no problem bending the facts. And what they're having now inside the Democrat Party is trying to stick to facts and get control of some of the progressive side. As you know, Nancy Pelosi got upset with four members of the Democrats because they voted against the bill to provide some care for those along the border. She was talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Congresswoman Omar, Congresswoman Tlaib, and Presley. And she said they made themselves irrelevant by voting against our bill. She said all these people had their public whatever in their Twitter world, but they didn't have any following. They're four people, and that's how many votes they got. Well, here came Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez slamming Nancy Pelosi with racism. That's right. Pull the racism card. Stick in her face. You're a racist. Why are you picking on women of color, minority women? She did. She said, I saw that Nancy Pelosi was singling out progressive women of color. So, Nancy Pelosi, you must be a racist. Pelosi held a meeting with her caucus yesterday, and when she was asked, well, what do you think about criticizing AOC in public? She said, regret is not what I do. She didn't have any regrets. But Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez had been trying to walk it back a little bit, not totally. But she's saying, why are we being singled out? The women of color are being singled out. Pelosi said, I stand by my comments. I'm simply describing what they represented and how many votes they got. To pull the race card on Nancy Pelosi, it's been pulled on Joe Biden already. Go after Pelosi. Michael Moore, movie producer, liberal. He came out and said, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is right. And he scorned Nancy Pelosi attacking the women of color. In fact, Michael Moore said, white people. Of course, he is one, too. White people. Nobody likes giving up power. They never see the writing on the wall. The new day arrives, and no one has a heart to tell them they and their old, tired, privileged ways are over. So he's also joining in and saying, Nancy, you're tired, you're old, you're white, you are racist. That's right. And Ocasio-Cortez is now trying to come out and say, Pelosi's Not really. But you know, things she said. You got Congressman Bill Clay, a member of the Congressional Black Caucus, St. Louis represented, I should say, Missouri congressman from St. Louis. And here's what he had to say about Ocasio-Cortez claiming that Pelosi is racist. He said, and I want to make this into a big billboard and put it everywhere because it's going to be used and is used against Trump and anyone who is a Trump supporter. Here's what he said. What a weak argument. Because you can't get your way, and because you're getting pushed back, you resort to using the race card? Wow. That's Congressman Clay accusing Ocasio-Cortez. You didn't get your way, you resort to using the race card? He went on to say, it shows you how weak your argument is when you have to resort and direct racial accusations, he adds to Speaker Pelosi. But I'd say it is clear with anyone who they can't win the argument. They're not getting their way. They call it, you're a racist. That's what they've done with Trump repeatedly. You have to be a racist because you don't believe my way. Well, Congressman Clay says, what a weak argument. It shows you how weak your argument is if you have to resort to racist accusations. But, of course, he would have no problem with anyone saying that about Trump, but he just trying to come to the defense of Nancy Pelosi. So now Ocasio-Cortez is stepping forward and trying to make it clear. She said, no, Pelosi is absolutely not a racist. I just thought it was worth asking why she's always picking on the four women of color. I'm apologizing, but I'm not really apologizing. That's what it amounts to. And by the way, Congressman Clay also said Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her chief of staff are juvenile. He said their ignorance is beyond belief. This is what a member of the Congressional Black Caucus, Missouri congressman from St. Louis, is saying about Ocasio-Cortez and her little band around her. He says they're ignorant, they're juvenile, their ignorance is beyond belief. And then again, what a weak argument. You don't get your way and you suddenly jump in and use a race card. How many times have we seen that done against others, right? And then you have billionaire Democrat donor stepping forward, who's also attacking Ocasio-Cortez. See, one thing that, before I get to his statement, Nancy Pelosi, in talking about how Ocasio-Cortez won her district seat in New York, she said that was such a strong Democrat stronghold, a glass of water could have won. That's how little she thinks of her victory. I can't recall off the top of my head. I think the whole election had something like 13,000 votes in it, and she won by, I don't remember. She didn't win by a margin. It makes no difference. She won. But it wasn't like it's a national election. But she acts like she's on the national stage because she does well with dealing with the mainstream media. They love her. But here comes billionaire Democrat donor, Haim Saban, a mega donor to the Democrat Party. And here's what he has to say about Ocasio-Cortez. He said she made a statement. There's a massacre in Gaza. She was asked a question related to what's going on between Israel and the Palestinians. And she said, well, I'm going to have to study this. So she makes a statement that's pretty scary, pretty compelling, but misinformed. Why don't you go to do a study, then make your statement, there's a massacre in Gaza. He was very upset with her. He kind of fits the characterization that Congressman Clay said. Ignorant beyond belief. Saban is Israeli born. And he's also had a problem and does still with Bernie Sanders. He said, I profoundly dislike Bernie Sanders. He's a communist under the cover of being a socialist. He thinks every billionaire is a crook. He calls us the billionaire class. He attacks us indiscriminately. It's the billionaire class, the bad guys. This is how communists think. He said, so 22 of the Democrat candidates running for the White House right now are great. One, Bernie Sanders, is a disaster zone. He said, I can't deny the impact Bernie has had on the Democrat Party. He said, and I love it when Bernie says, I recognize Israel's right to exist. He said, that's how he expresses his support of Israel. Well, thank you very much. Are you out of your freaking mind? Oh, I'm allowed to live? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This billionaire is ticked. Woo. What if he'd like to send money to this program, support this program? Huh? You think? I don't know. Maybe I'll put in a request for it. Go fund Larry Connors USA and see if I get billionaire Democrat donor to send his money in here. And then wait till you hear the sad, sad story about CNN and NNN. Please stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
I've been holding out so long. I've been sleeping all alone. Lord, I miss you. I've been hanging on the phone. I've been sleeping all alone. I won't kiss you.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So what do you think about this? This Los Angeles police chief, who's been on the job, I think, a year now, this month, maybe last month marked his year, I got a new idea to get thousands of homeless people off the streets, he said. Here's what he's going to do. He's going to eliminate warrants, old warrants for minor offenses in the coming weeks that are targeting homeless people. Now, on one hand, it's, you know, you got to think, okay, he said, this is a humanitarian crisis of our generation. I believe this is a social emergency. So he's looking at some of these things these folks have done, and they're minor, you know, maybe urinating in the street, public indecent exposure, things of that nature. He said, we're going to drop all these bench warrants more than 5 years old for minor offenses, blocking a sidewalk, drinking in public, failure to appear in court. He said, if we do that, we're going to give these homeless people a chance to not face additional punishment. They can't already pay. They can't show up for court. So maybe it'll help them. I have two issues here. Well, one, he goes on to say, we have hundreds of thousands of bench warrants that haven't been served in years. We need to clear the docket. So clearing the docket is set fire to them. They don't exist anymore. That's one way to clear the docket. Now, did they do something wrong? Obviously, they did. They got a summons, a bench warrant issued. Should they be hauled in on that at this point? I'm going to say probably not, but here's the other part of the issue. If you suddenly clear those off, is that really going to get them off the streets? Really? Do you think that would do it? And the other side of that is, what about taxpaying citizens who are working hard to support and pay for what they have with their family, especially in California? You're going to decide, you know what? You guys don't have to show up for court. And we're going to drop the warrant on drinking in public and blocking a sidewalk. We're going to let all these minor misdemeanor things go because we want to clear the docket. No, what it tells me is that they believe by doing this, he thinks anyway, this will help the homeless. I still don't understand how. Could I guarantee you most of them out there, they're probably not worried about that damn warrant anyway. They're not going to show up and deal with it. They can't pay for it. They're not going to. Of course, if they get interrupted, caught by police doing something, they run their name. Oh, we got a bench warrant. Well, now they're going to say, well, there's nothing here. All they have to do, of course, is say, I'm illegal. I no speak and no hablo in English. And they're not going to bother them. They're not going to bother them. Not in L.A., sanctuary city, sanctuary state, don't you know? Which takes us into the story out of Prince George County in Maryland. On the instruction video, the Maryland Prince George County police chief, along with the president of the police organization in that district, is instructing police officers, you're not to cooperate with federal warrants for civil matters involving illegals. Civil matters being that, well, I had to stop thinking that. Civil, does that mean they stole something and be civil? Well, that'd be criminal too, wouldn't it? Drinking in public, would that just be civil? That'd be criminal. But anyway, we're not going to cooperate with federal warrants for civil matters involving illegals. Civil, would that be they didn't pay a fine or something like that? I don't know what it means, but here's what he says. But let's be clear, the intent of this policy is to keep both you and our community safe. He's telling his police officers, we're not going to cooperate with federal warrants for civil matters involving illegals, and this is to protect both you and our community and keep us safe. What he's really saying, and I agree by the author that put this together, the intent is to protect illegal immigrants. It doesn't protect police. It doesn't protect the community. Basically, we're not going to do anything until they commit a violent crime. And they will, in many cases. Illegal immigrants. Are you aware of this? Illegal immigrants comprise 30 to 40% of the population in our federal prisons. 30 to 40%. And there are thousands locked up across various state, county, and city jails. And is this looking out for thousands of innocent American crime victims who have been attacked, injured, killed? How about in Illinois? Sanctuary state of Illinois. 27-year-old illegal from Honduras ran a red light in Bloomington, Illinois, ran right into a motorcycle rider, a 39-year-old father of two girls. He was on his way to see his mother. The illegal crashed right into him and then ran. Hit and run, driving without a license when they catch him. Just days after his charge, he's allowed to post bail and be released. He's illegal. Do you think he's going to show up for court? Really? This is where we've gotten in this country. We're going to be so dismissive of illegals that we're just going to turn our back on any of these instances. And I'm telling you, maybe you just need to start saying, I'm illegal. You can't touch me. I'm illegal. All right, here's the story I was telling you about that is so sad. I mean, I'm tear broken over this. I truly am. I mean, it's, experts are saying that this should not be a surprise, but CNN and NN is mired in a credibility crisis. No surprise there. Also, no surprise, our ratings continue to drop dramatically. The latest numbers show that CNN started the third quarter with the lowest average since 2015. They tried to do all these high-profile Democrat candidates launching their campaigns and doing their debates and so forth, but they're not making any way. They're not doing anything. And when you ask, at least in this interview, a CNN employee asked, is anybody panicked? The answer is, you know the answer. You know the answer. The employee is quoted as saying, the people that are concerned, it's certainly not the anchors like Don Lemon Fruitcake and Anderson Cottonmouth. They have the lucrative contracts. It's those of us in the lower levels, producers, show bookers. The third staffer in this story said that CNN is clearly doing something wrong. Shouldn't we try something different? Well, they can't. They're caught up in this Trump derangement syndrome. They got to keep pushing And they attack anything that Trump's going to do, and they're going to do it and beat it. They had the Mueller state. That was going to be it. They were going to use it like a stake through a vampire's chest. That's what they were looking at with Mueller. And it fell apart. Oh, yeah, he's coming back to testify. Maybe. He's been thinking about backing out of it next week. CNN has been already putting a crawl up Wednesday morning and countdown, almost like a storm is approaching. They're doing the same thing for Tropical Storm Barry as it goes toward Louisiana. And they're now doing the same thing with Mueller's appearance in front of Congress. They're not going to do anything different. They're not even going to try because they think, by God, we're right, and the people will eventually understand. Just be sure that you turn off the lights if you're the last one out the door. They have dropped 38% of primetime viewers in their key demo. They say the most popular show they have right now is Cuomo Primetime, averaging less than 1 million viewers. 14 Fox News programs and 10 programs on MSNBC attract a larger audience than Cuomo. You got Cuomo, of course, following Cooper. And between the two of them, they lost 38% of the audience. Oh, and of course, don't forget, you got Don Lemon Fruitcake on that same after Cuomo. And of course, like the others, and he's entitled, he's not an anchor, he's not a news person, and say what he wants, his opinion. He talks about Trump is like Adolf Hitler, then claimed, well, I didn't really mean that. But he has called Trump a racist, a fraud, a con man, and said, I wouldn't shake the president's hand, and even questioned the Trump's mental fitness. One employee said, to pretend he's not an opinion host is lunacy. Well, I think he is an opinion host, and he's entitled to do so. He is not a news anchor. Rachel Maddow is not a news anchor, and they had her, CNN, allowing her to moderate a Democrat debate. Did that not speak of conflict of interest? Of course it did, but they don't care. These numbers destroying CNN and NNN continue, and here's the catch for them. They're not going to change anything. They're going to go with this plan all the way, which means all the way through 2024, Trump's second term. Yep, that's right. And then there will be the ashes, and again, please, when you leave, turn out the lights. These guys are so lost, and yet they believe that every word they say is crucial. Oh, Larry, you do the same. Well, yeah, I do. I like to think every word I say is crucial, but I'm also full of BS, so I recognize that. But these guys, they think we are the standard. If they were honestly be fair and not hypocritical, then they would do better. They still don't really have to change their opinion direction, but if you're going to call things out on Trump and something he does, call it out on the Democrat side if it's a similar situation. They will not do it. You know what they've been doing tonight? They had a big time of bringing him on. He hasn't appeared. I don't know if he will. Former Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, he has out a new book. His new book, I think it's, what's the title of the thing? I'm going to help him sell it, I guess, if I can find it. It's American Carnage on the Front Lines of the Republican Civil War. Vanity Fair's already done a piece on it saying, in this book, Paul Ryan admits he was a fraud all along. But what he does in the book is begins by saying, basically, I'm not going to defend Donald Trump. He said, I told my party at that time. In other words, he's saying, I was not part of Trump. Don't count me in that. Well, you were there, and you were part of it, and you acted like you were part of it, and now you're out. And what I'm thinking he's doing is pretty smart, because he's going to get coverage on CNN, maybe even be asked to appear. I don't know if he will, because he's denouncing and trashing Trump. By God, that's what I need to do. I need to change the entire format of my show. I'm going to start trashing Trump each and every night without cause, without any reason, because the rest of them don't have any cause or reason many times. It's just, let's just do it. I'm going to join the resist movement. We're going to go after Trump each and every night. Well, would it work? Would you believe me? In this business long, long ago, I learned and adopted the principle that if you can fake sincerity, you can do anything. No, I could not do that. It would be too clear, too evident. I still find reasons from time to time to trash Trump, chastise him, accuse him of stupid things he does, and blame he should take, which he doesn't. But I also look at what this country is doing, and that is my prime interest, what this country does in advancing and getting great again and helping people and lowering unemployment for all, regardless of color, religion, even sexual preference. And to that extent, I'll remind you what I reported last night and the last night before that. The founder of Black Entertainment Television, Bob Johnson, has said, I think this is the founder of Black Entertainment Television. He's a big Democrat, but he says, I think Trump is doing everything right, even dealing with Iran. And of course, today, the Dow Jones closing at an all-time record high. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, not so routine of a traffic stop for some police officers. They never are, but this one was weird. Stand by.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
The IRS is clearly our most powerful government agency. If the IRS decides you've done something wrong, you're suddenly facing serious issues. I know that can be traumatic, and I found out trying to deal with the IRS on my own was a big mistake. So I called the Lance Drury Law Firm. The American Society of Tax Problem Solvers rates Lance Drury at the top. That's because Lance Drury has decades of experience. He knows how to deal with the volumes of regulations and red tape. Lance Drury quickly laid out a plan for me that would satisfy the IRS and save me money. And don't go into the IRS lion's den without Lance Drury by your side. Say you heard about Lance Drury on Larry Connors USA and get a free consultation. Lance Drury Law Firm, 314-238-7360. 314-238-7360. Call the Lance Drury Law Firm and sleep better at night.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. You know, you have to give credit to our police officers when they stop a car, especially if it's just them, on a road, a dark road, it's just them and whoever's in that car. They don't know what they're going to find. How much courage would it take for you to walk up to a car like that and be ready for whatever happens? Maybe nothing. And if nothing's going to happen, you can't suddenly accelerate to any violence or anything like that because you just aren't trained to do that. You're trained to walk up there and see what's going on. So in Guthrie, Oklahoma, during the daylight, around 11 in the morning, police saw this car and they noticed the car tags were expired. So they're going to pull it over. That's just routine. But there is no such thing as a routine traffic stop for police officers. Never is. Never will be. They pull him over. One of the officers walks up to the window and says, I pulled you over because your tags were expired. Do you have any guns in the car? And the guy said, yeah, I do. I do have a gun. Okay, that's all right. You can carry in Oklahoma, certainly carry in your car. The key there is don't reach for it and say, hey, look, here it is. Do not do that. Keep your hands where they can see you. So they had a car, and they found that his passenger was possessing a firearm. She has a former felony conviction. She was not supposed to have a weapon. All right, so they got expired tags. They got a firearm and a woman in the car that is a former felon. And then they waited for the report to come back after they'd reported the car and the tags, and it came back. The car was stolen. All right, now we're up to another issue. You're driving a car, expired tags. Now it turns out it's not even yours. It's stolen. So they got both of them handcuffed, constantly on alert. What else is going on here? And they find a bottle of, they describe it as Kentucky Deluxe Whiskey, open. Oh, well, that's that's also wrong. Of course, you cannot drive with an open container, not in Oklahoma, not in many other states. Then they also realize that the guy that's driving, he has a suspended license. He doesn't even have a good license at this point. So now he's in a car that had wrong tags. In fact, a stolen vehicle, doesn't belong to him, has a suspended license, guns in the car, a felon in the car who's not supposed to have a gun, and an open container of liquor. Oh, but that's not all. That's not all, because as they began to look a little closer, what the heck is that? A rattlesnake. A rattlesnake is in the car. Phew. Well, in Oklahoma, seeing a rattlesnake isn't that strange, but you are digging through a car, you don't expect to find a rattlesnake, but they did. It was in some kind of container, but at the same time, they're thinking, whoa, it seemed to be happy, so we'll leave it where it is. But look at these officers, what they did. They stopped a car because it looked like it had expired plates. And now they get to it and they realize, no, the car's not even licensed with that plate. It's a stolen car. And there are guns in the car. And a convicted felon is in the car. They got an open bottle of whiskey in the car. The driver has a suspended license, shouldn't be driving at all anyway, even if it's a stolen car. And they got a rattlesnake. Now, that's quite a story. I mean, can you imagine filling out that police report? We found this, we found that, now we got, you know, it's pretty extensive. But that ain't all. No, there's one other little thing they found. They continued searching, thinking, oh, I wonder if we got any drugs or anything like that in here. Might as well. I mean, you got liquor, you got guns, a felon, a rattlesnake. Surely there's some cocaine or at least marijuana in here, something. They found a little canister. A little canister. And they weren't too sure what it was, but as they looked at the canister and examined it, it indicated the material inside was radioactive. What? Call someone to take care of this thing. It turned out they also had a canister of radioactive powdered uranium. What for? They don't know yet. So they got a stolen car, suspended license, guns, a felon, an open bottle of whiskey, a rattlesnake, and powdered uranium. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There will be some charges on this case. You can bet your bottom dollar.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.